Okay, today is Daf Samach, 60th Daf of Vesechtas Bechorot, closing in. We're up to V'Amar Rava on Nun Tes and Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. V'Amar Rava, Rava says like this, we're still talking about Maisha Behemoth, not an easy Daf today. Hayulo Chamisha Asar Tla'im, let's say you had 15 sheep. Lo Yomar, you shouldn't say, Evrar Asara, I'll take 10. The Ichnitim Ludir, I'll put them into the pen. The etol mehem echad, and one I'll take one, I'll do the mitzvah. Vashar, but the rest, peturim. The rest are going to be putter. That's the wrong thing to do. What's the ra'ela, rather? Kontzin ledir, put them into the pen. Umote asara, then take 10, do the ceremony. Venotel mehem echad, one's going to become miser. The Hashar, what about the rest of them? They're not putter, mitzvah from Lagor and Achar. They go to the next level. As Rashi says, the Rashi's on the top of Samach Amud Aleph. He says, Kulan. You know what? Bein Kushin, Bein Shmeinim. Right? In other words, you're trying, what Rashi's assuming is, why are you doing this? Because you want, I'll take the 10 stinky ones, right? I'll take the 10 bad ones. I'll put them in. The 5 fat ones, I'm going to leave out. I'll do the mitzvah. I'm only giving one sheep, one animal to the Beis HaMikdash, because I only have 15. So why should I kill 5 more? Right? What I'll do is I'll take 10, and then one will go. You know, you can't do that. The other 5 are going to go to the next cycle. Right? So that's what Rashi's saying. So cool, they all have to go. Bein Chushin, Bein Shmeinim, Betray Mili Ashmin, 2 Chedushim here. Chada, first of all, the Eina Yachal Livrar HaKchushim, can't only pick the stinky one. Can't do that. V'chada also, af alga, delo nishtairu el chamisha, even though, see where I am? I'm on the top of Samach Amud Aleph in the Rashi. The Rashi switched. Af alga, even though, delo nishtairu el chamisha, I'm on the fourth line, there's only 5 left over. Lo matzil lemeimah de lahavi patur in lagamri, they're not potter, ela, rather, mitzvah from lagor and acher, they go to the next door end. Okay? Then he has a whole complicated thing. We'll go into it. Right? You're doing it. You're only doing it with 10. I'm only giving one. I only have 15 animals. I'm only giving one. So I'll take 10, and then I'll take one from the 10. And the other 5, I don't have to do anything with them. They're mine. Those are good ones. I don't want to have 5 more. Then I got to do this again. So you have to do it like that. Tanya Namihachi, Hayolo Chamisha Asar Tlaim, let's say you had 15, Lo Yom I'd say Evrar Asara Ve'etel Mehen Echad Vashar Peturin. You can't do it, I'll take 10 bad ones, right? Ella, rather, Konsin Ladir, you put them into the pen, Umoti Asara, you take 10 out, Ve'etel Mehen Echad, you take 1 from the 10, Vashar Mitzdar Falagor and Acher, and the other 5 go to the next cycle. Ay, Vatanya, what about the following story? Tisha Asar Tlaib, let's say you had 19. Lo Yomar Evrar Asara. You can't say, well, I'll take 10. Ve'etal Mehen Echad, and I'll take 1 from the 10. Bashar Peturin, and the other 9 are going to be Potter. Ella, rather, Konsin Ladir. I'll put them into the pen. Umotzi Asara. Right? Umotzi Asara. Ve'notal Mehen Echad Bashar Peturin. Then they're going to be Potter. Why are they Potter? We just said the other 5 become. Go to the next cycle. And here the Brisa seems to say that you have 19, so you take 1 out of the 19, and then the other 9 are puzzled. What's the pshat? So Tirgama Rav Huna Bar Schora Kamei de Rava, Rav Huna Bar Schora explained to Rava, Birigla, in the Rigla, what's the Rigla? Says Rashi, Birigla, Bishabis Shelefne HaRegel, Shabbos before the Regel, Shabbos Dorsh and Hilchas HaRegel, and they were learning Hilchas HaRegel. Right? And he explained to him as follows. V'dir sheyesh lo shnei p'sachem askinon. No, that deer, that pet had 2 openings. Right?
What happened?
V'yot z'tesi pechazeh, z'tesi pechazeh.
The guy knew what he was doing. The 9 went out from there.
Zed da'ech, this one that's left, number 19, which is going to be number 10. Chad. It counted for both. That's why the 9 are putter.
not because they're potter because you only have 19. No. The reason they're potter is because you did a very strange thing. You let them out from two different entrances. So the 10th one potters that 9, and a potters that 9. That's why the 9 are potter. Not because if you have 15, you can leave 5 over. No. That's another reason. Okay, you hear? Yeah, if you want to, but how are you going to do that? You have two openings? You guess, theoretically, yes. Theoretically, yes. Because it could do like a chil, it just happens this way. I don't know. No, what happens to the other 5? What happens to the 5 remaining? What happens to them? They go to the next cycle. Here, the other 9 don't go to the next cycle. They're putter. Exactly. That's not the chiddush. So I don't know if you can do it like a chila. Maybe they did it, was a mistake. They broke out, right. Now, the fascinating over here, he quotes over here that.
So one second. When did Rava live? Rava lived way after the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed. Way after 400 years after, 300 years after. So what's going on here? Shabbos before Rail. The portion explained. What did Rashi say? It was Shabbos before Yontif. What are they doing? Talking about Hilchos Yontif. Talking about things that don't apply. So we're assuming who does that?
We do? We talk about things. No, we talk about things that don't apply. Halacha l'maisa.
Imagine the Shabbos Avodah Drasha is all about the halachas of the Karban Pesach. No rabbi would do that. Why? That's not what the purpose of those drashas are.
Right?
The purposes are to get you ready for Yontif. It proved from here what we said once before, that this gzeira of Meister Behema did not die when the base was destroyed.
It stopped later in history. And Rubber, they were still doing it.
As a matter of fact, they were talking about it. They were waiting for it to get a moment.
Right? Here? Interesting.
Why would they be talking about this?
That doesn't apply to them. It did apply to them. They're still doing it. We had this before.
So we said it didn't stop right away. Just interesting. The fact that Rava was busy with this. So, but the point is, no, that's exactly why they highlighted Rigla. This happened at a halacha l'maisa convention. It didn't happen in the Beit Hamikdash. Beit Hamikdash talked about everything.
What?
Exactly. This happened at a halacha l'maisa at the time. Not that by some, you know, in the Beit Hamikdash we talk about everything. Right? 90% of what we talk about doesn't apply. Right? When it does apply, everyone all of a sudden perks up. They're interested. Right? That's not what this was. It was at the Rigla. So it's very unusual. That's what they're talking about. Very, very unusual. The answer is, I'll give you a good example. Imagine Erev Pesach, and the rabbi is discussing what are the halachas of Erev Pesach called out on Shabbos. Is that the halacha? Is that going to happen this year? No. Would any person in the right mind talk about that? Play half of every 20 years? No rabbis will talk about that. Why? It doesn't apply right now. When it applies, we'll talk about it. Exactly. So, they're talking about something that doesn't apply? That doesn't make any sense. The answer is, it did apply. They're still holding from it. Very interesting. Okay. I think it makes a lot of sense. Okay, next. No, he says it over here. Right, we don't know when it actually was about. We don't know the exact... We just said, we prove it. Elizabeth Azariah, the whole business, they were still holding from it. That we said. Right. Now, Rubble was already 300 years later. They're still holding, 400 years later, 300 years, still holding from it. Okay. The Lish, now here's the Gemara's question like this. What's the difference, says the Gemara, the fact that you sent 9 out that door, then 9 out the other door, doesn't number 10 become Kodesh regardless? What do you mean, 9 went out and 9 went out? Whichever is the 10th one that goes out is holy. And the other, no. We said 9 went out, 9 went, this one's still sitting there, oh, that's going to be the one. That's going to be number 10. What do you mean? 4 went out over there, 6 went out over there, number 6 over there is number 10. Then the other 9 should be holy. We're going to say this later in the Daf. So the Gemara answer, Velishni Leila, what do you mean? How about the following? Kigod, Shemona, Tisha, you counted 9. Does it matter what entrance they went out of? No, you counted 9. V'chimata Asara, Karichad Meresha. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not the question. The question is, you counted 9. Then, for some reason, when number 10 went out,
he started counting it from one again. He started counting over. He started to count over. Right? I was like, what's this question? Yeah, that's exactly the question. Right? You started counting over. He started counting over. He made a mistake. Right? So what's the question? What's the question? Right? Right, so the question, no, so one second, but we're saying that the ninth, that the tenth one's still in there. You worried about, why are you worried about the 19th? So kasavar, so the answer is, asiri me'elof kodesh. Now it becomes kodesh by itself. You don't have to do anything, so therefore what? Therefore what? The first 10 are exempt, and then the other 9. Right. Correct. No, that's the answer. That's the answer. Even though you're not, even though you're counting crazy numbers. What? Right, you're counting crazy. Uh huh. So why are they putter? Why don't they go to the... One second. Didn't we give an answer that you're right? I would agree that the other 9 should go to the next cycle. Why don't they? Because they went out 2 different entrances. That was now the Gemara asked, wait a minute. Volishni le, it can give a different answer. I could have answered. I could have answered. Shemana Tisha, Kigon Shemana Tisha. I'm counting 1 through 9. The Chimata Atzara, and when number 10 came out, Kari Chad Meresha. I started over the count. That's why they're putter. So that's not an answer. You know why? Number 10 becomes holy. Correct. But Kasavar, Asiri Me'el of Kodesh. Okay, fine. Velishni Le, Begoren, Umanon, Zugos. So maybe they went out in pairs. Why don't you give that answer? They went out in pairs. Okay? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So that pair, that fifth pair, some tens in there. The answer is same answer. Kosovar, Asiri, Leminyan, Behemas, Hu, Kadosh. He holds, you don't go after the numbers that you're counting. Rather, you go after number 10. Therefore, when the fifth pair came out, number 10 is in there, then number 10 is done. You pulled up number 5 because you're counting them by single. That's irrelevant what you're counting. Amar of Nacham Yitzchak, Zakai Ibe Derev Huna, blessed, fortunate is the mother of Huna, Bar Schora, the Shaina Le Shemaitza Berigla Kishemaitza. And he was able to explain, answer up at the Drasha before Yantiv, he was able to make a big sense. Okay, next Mishnah. Yatsu Shnayim Ka'achas. Let's say 2 go out at one time. Okay? 2 go out at one time. Mona Osan Shnayim Shnayim. And you call them, the first pair you call 1. The second pair you call, one second. No. First pair comes out, you call 2. Second pair comes out, you say 4. Sixth pair comes out, third pair comes out, you say 6. That's what you're doing. Okay? Then, what happens? The Kedusha is Chal on pair number 5. Why on pair number 5? Because number 10 is in there. You're counting different numbers. It's irrelevant what you're counting. So far, so good? Okay. However, what about the following case? Minnaon. Let's say you're counting Echad. Right? Then you say, you counted two animals here. You said one, in the first case, you counted 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Now you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. However, each one that you say one, there are 2 animals that came out. You say 2, you're up to already number 3 and 4. You say 3, you're up to already 5 and 6. Okay? There the halacha is, Echad, right? Then Tishi, Basiri, Mikol Kalin. 9 and 10 are makolkel. Why are 9 and 10 makolkel? Tetzi Rashi. 9 and 10 makolkel. It's the second wide line, right? It's kolomar. Osa shakaru hutishi. What you call 9 is Dahainu Asiri. I made a mistake.
The case is like this. Only the first pair, only the first two animals that came out as a pair. So you called that 1. When the next animal came out, it's really number 3. 1 and 2 went out already. You call that 2. So you're 1 number off. And then 9 and 10 get messed up.
Says Rashi. Klomer. Osa shikaru hu tishi. What you call 9 is the Hainu Asiri. Really, it's really 10.
Why? Because 2 came out and you called that 1.
So it's really 10. But also shikaru asiri, what you call 10, is the Hainu Acharasar. That's number 11. Right? Ha'omdim l'kalkala. That's going to be messed up. Why? Why is it messed up? What's messed up? Shehu sover, because he holds. Al tishi shehu chulin. Bala siri shehu maiser.
You think 9 is chulin. It's not true. It's really maiser.
And 10, which you think is chulin, is really kodesh. Right? So it's all messed up. He thinks that number 9 is chulin. Really, that's number 10. He thinks number 10 is kodesh. Really, it's not. Via asa came, if you did this, below Nimlach the Bezdin, and you didn't undo it in Bezdin. How do you undo it? I'm not sure. Harihein, Rikul Kalas, could be a mess up. Why? Kidikton, now, Kidiktoni Sefer, like we'll learn in the Sefer. Karal Asiri Tishi. If you call 10, 9. Ulachar Asar Asiri. You call 11, 10. Hasiri, Miser. Asiri is Miser. The 10th one's always Miser. Doesn't make it what you call it. The Achar Asar, Karav Shlomim. And number 11, which is really, you called it number 10. Since you called it 10, that becomes a carbon shlomim. I don't know what the words ayin aleph mean. Now, I'm not sure what that means. Ayin aleph. There's a thing over here. I still don't know what it means. Anyway, then he says like this. Now, why is it mekolkol over here? What's the problem over here? Have mekolkolin delochal alein kedusha li karev ella nechalin b'mumen. Here, you can't bring any of them as a carbon. They can only get a mumen. Why can't you bring any as a carbon? Because what was really meiser, why can't it be meiser? You pulled in number 9. So what? And number what's re- what? Oh, so he says like this. Ah, pagav de ba'alma. Really, the truth is, im karal asiri tishi, ulachar asar asiri, asiri karv meiser, but asar karv shalom till the lakaman. We can see you can do that. You can prove. How come here it's different? How come here we say mekolkol? Hani milu, that's all true. Hey, chazalotah elamatishi ve'elech. That's only true if the mistake begins at number 9. If the mistake begins at number 9, then it's all going to be good. Abel hacha, kol ha'melu ma'ilu mitishi, dekral l'shmini shivi, l'shivi shishi, l'tishi shmini, lo havi asiri, v'chazer k'ashon dekar, kol v'tah kol kach. Here, your mistake wasn't the first animal you messed up already. The whole numbering was off. Says Rashi, such a huge mistake, it's ruined. If you make a mistake by number 10, number 10 comes out, then you call it number 9 for some reason. All right, so what? But already number 1 and number 2, you made a mistake. That's too big of a mistake, you're done. So a little bit of a hair splitting, that's what Rashi said. Okay, back in the Mishnah. Kara, Kara Letishi Asiri, what if you call... Number 10, number 9, you call number 10. Ula Siri Tishi. Number 10, you call number 9. Ula Charasar Asiri. And number 11, you call number 10. Shlosht and Mikudash. All 3 are Kodesh. Now, how'd that happen? How'd that happen? How could you make such a mistake like that? What are you watching TV while you're doing this? How did that happen? What? So that's one answer. But I saw such an interesting answer over here. The Tosfos have been a parent, says like this. You're counting like a normal person. You're there, and your wife is there. Your wife is there. So your wife. She's right there watching you. Exactly. Right. He says like this. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then, you don't call it 9. By mistake, you call it 10. Right? By mistake, you call it. That can happen. Then your wife's yelling at you. No, number 9! So the next one that comes out, you're a good husband, your wife, you call it 9! Then she says, no! 10! And the next one that comes out, you call it number 10.
That's exactly how it happens. So you act all three. You act all three. So all three, that's how it happens. Right? She yelling at you, you're listening to her. That's how it happens. It's all her fault. Yeah. 7 years. That's Joseph Rabbeinu Peretz says it. He doesn't say your wife, he says someone else. I was just putting it into 21st century terms. Hatishi Nechal Babumo. Now number nine, Lamaisa, it was the ninth one. It was the ninth one. Lamaisa is the ninth one. So then you have to wait for it to get a moment. Hasiri Maisa, the tenth one's Maisa. The fact that you called it something else is irrelevant. Actually, you didn't call it, you called it the right one. You called it the wrong one, actually. You called it number nine. But that's irrelevant. And Acharas are Kar Shlomim. The tenth one becomes a Shlomim. And so the difference between a Shlomim and a Maisa is different. The technical difference is between Makala Zam and the cause of a Shog. Different, not cause of a Shog. Whether the Smicha, different things. Also, Va'osa Tmura Divrei Reb Meir. And Reb Meir says you can make it Tmura. Amar Reb Yehuda, the Chiyesh Tmura Osa Tmura. Can a tamura make a tamura? It's already a tamura. Right, what's a tamura? Tamura means I have one animal and I say I want to transfer the kedusha. You already did that. Now, you didn't really do that in that kind of way, but it's a similar idea. You already made a tamura. Amru mishum Reb Meir. They said in the name of Reb Meir. Didn't we just say that divrei Reb Meir? Just said one line above, divrei Reb Meir. Amru mishum Reb Meir. Ilu haya tamura lo haya kara. What are you talking about? If it was a tamura, you wouldn't bring it. Not a tmura. What is it? It's a mistake. Not a tmura. It's a mistake. You call 9, 10, 10, 10, 10, 11. Not a tmura. Exactly. Tmura means it's a broad, doesn't mean the specific halachic definition of a tmura. It means you made a mistake. So we're going to let you bring them all. You can't do it again. So he says you can do it again. Now you can make a real tmura. You have number 11. You have number 11. What do you do with number 11? You bring it as a shlav. Can you make a tamura into that? Says Yehuda, no, you can't do that. You can't one tamura, you can't make another tamura. Says Rivera, it's not a tamura. So you just point out something fascinating. The Rif says that, what do you mean, Amru Mishum Reb Meir? We just said Rediver Reb Meir. He says like this, whenever Yehuda Nasi quotes Reb Meir by name, you don't hold like that. Why? Yehuda Nasi is Stamish Reb Meir. Right? Stamish Reb Meir. So if Stamish Reb Meir, what's the reason why Stamish Reb Meir? Really, it's a punishment on Reb Meir. That's the real answer. The Gemara says that. It was a punishment. Didn't want to mention it by name. How come sometimes you find your mayor in the Mishnayot? Didn't we say it was a punishment? Didn't we learn it was a punishment? You left his name out? So he explains the reason why we do mention the mayor is that Rehuda Nasi wanted to highlight over there, he's a Dat Yafi. I'm mentioning him by name, he's a Dat Yafi. So over here, when it says Divrei Reb Meir, he's a Dat Yafi. Right? Amru Mishum Reb Meir. That we hold up. It's a different law. Okay. Now, Kara, let's look at this. Kara, Latishi Asiri, Ula Asiri Asiri, Ula Charasi Asiri. What if you did that? Ein Achar Asir Mekudosh. Then 11 has no Kiddush at all. Daklal, here's the rule. Kol Shlo Nekar Shem Asiri Medu, Ein Achar Asir Mekudosh. If you don't mess up number 10, then number 11 doesn't become Kodosh. I called 10-10, but the fact that I called 11-10, what does that do? That doesn't do anything. Right? As long as I call 10 the right number, nothing changes. Good? Good. Okay? Amar B'Yochanan. Minon zugos zugos, kintirin kantirin, asivi liminyonu hu kodesh. That means very simple. I have 100 animals walk out of the pen. I call that number 1. Another 100 animals walk out, I call that number 2. Another 100 animals walk out, I call that number 3. That's Kintir. Kintir means 100. Or I can do it by any number. 17 animals walk out, I call that 1. 17 animals walk out, I call that number 2. 17 animals, I call that number 3. So says Rabbi Yochanan, L'minyana hu kodesh. According to his count, is the Kedusha. What does that mean? Does it machlok? What does that mean? Does it mean his count or the real number 10? Right? Will the real number 10 please stand up? L'minyan omai. What does that mean? So Rav Mari Amar, Rav Mari says, L'minyan shalohu kodesh. His count, says Rashi. Minyan asiri shahum onet. Shalachar shamana tishameos.
If you count 900, have a mea asiris kodesh.
The next 100 become kodesh.
According to his count, that's what Mori said that. Rav Kahana Omar, no. Limiting the behemoth of kodesh.
No, number 10, will the real number 10 please stand up? I don't care, you're counting thousands. I don't care what you're doing. Number 10th animal that walked out is kodesh. Regardless of what you're counting, you're crazy. You call 100 as one.
I'm not impressed with that.
The 10th one that comes out is kodesh.
Rashi says, the law is leader baser minyan shalom. We don't care about your count. Ella, kishamana he zugos. You count five pairs. Beshemos, yud zugos behemos. Chain yud behemos. Havim yad baser baser minyano.
Number 10 is number 10.
So it's a machlokas. Tanan. And we learned in our Mishnah, yatsu shnayim ka'achat. What does the Mishnah say? If two go out as one, mana osam shnayim shnayim. You count them as.
What happened was, this is the case where only the first two went out as a pair. After that, they went out one at a time.
So, manan, achad, tisha, basiri, mikul kolim.
So 9 and 10, I messed up. Why are 9 and 10 messed up? Because your numbers are wrong. So wait a minute.
Bishlomal mandar lemidyan shalohu kodesh, bishamachi, tisha, basiri, mikul kolim.
That only makes sense if you care about your numbers. If you're counting, you're off, right? Then it makes sense to say it's Makokol.
Lasiri kakari le tishi, lacharas lasiri. Because 9 you called 10, and 10 you called 11. Elamandar le bin behemoth kodesh.
But if you hold it, we care about the actual behemoth going out, then your numbering is irrelevant.
Then, tishi tishi kakari le, lasiri lasiri kakari le. Now Rashi points out,
I'm not going to read it at the same time. Rashi points out, now, on Daska, you didn't call the 9th the 9th. You called the 9th the 10th. However, we're going to treat it as if you called the 9th the 9th, and we're going to treat it as if you called the 10th the 10th. Why? Because that's halacha. Halacha is number 10 is number, I don't care what you count it. You can count it in Chinese, or you can do whatever you want. Number 10 is number 10.
Right? That's what the Gemara means. Tishi a tishi, kakari lay. The 9th is really the 9th, and a series of 10th. So how does that make sense? So Amalach Rav Yochanan, no. Ki amina ana, when did I say my din? That what? That we go by the count. And maybe it goes by your count. Hecha de kaven la fuke zugos zugos. Only when you intended to count like that. Hecha de nafak memela lo.
This is an accident. You made a mistake. You saw two animals went out. You only thought one animal went out. Then we don't say my din.
Right? I was 100 went out. We know that it's 100. That's stupid. You called it one because it's a unit. So do we go by the units or do we go by the numbers? That's a machloket. But if it's a mistake, you didn't intend to do this. It happened. You made a mistake. You thought one went out. It was really two. You didn't see the other one there. It got snuck out. Then we don't say my din. That's a legitimate mistake. When you come to 9 and 10, you're going to mess it up. Of course, everybody's going to mess up. So you know, you're keeping track of it now. Right. The point is, this is theoretical. It's a theoretical issue. Who's going to do this? They're going to, with 900 animals, and the last 100 are going to all be mice. It's a very strange thing. Theoretically, you did that. That's only if you intended to. You made a mistake happen. The animal you didn't see. So of course the halacha is going to be, it's going to be a mistake. If you intended it, it's one thing. So you're counting by units. It's counting by units count? That's what my focus is about that. Toshma, another raya. How about this? Menon, lemafreya. What if you count backwards? Right? What if you count backwards? Start off with 10, 9, 8, right? Right? So the, what? You're the one. So the answer is, Asiri Sheva Minyan Hu Kodesh. The 10th one. You can't be backwards on the ball. That doesn't impress me. So again, Beishon Landa Amar Liminyan Behemoth Hu Kodesh. If you go by the Minyan Behemoth, 10 is 10, no matter what you called it. El Lamand Amar Minyan Shalohu Kodesh. But if you go by your count, Asiri, 10, Chad Kari Le, number 1. You called it 1. So the Gemara answers, listen to the Gemara's answer. Amar Rava, Howell, wait a minute. The Issya Binyana Parsa, well in Persian, Kari Asara Chad, number 10 is called Chad. So in Persian, it's good.
You hear an answer like that?
The Rabbi quotes this halacha, And he says, what if you're counting back? By the way, what if you're counting backwards?
By the way, Persian has one out of 70 languages. So for
the Beit HaOtzer asks this question.
So for me, like that, we're going to be kovei the halacha. But you didn't say you're in Persian. Happens to be, I found a language out there where 10 means chad.
So therefore, you really said 10, even though you didn't know you said it.
So when the rabbi quotes in halacha, listen to what the rabbi says. The rabbi says that if the
10th one is kodesh, you're counting backwards, 10th one is kodesh. Why? Mishum sha'asiri kodesh mi'elav.
The rabbi can't accept, well, in Persian, is it? He can't accept that. He can't answer that.
The rabbi changes it. Rabbi Rabbi say, because at the end of the day, it's still number 10, no matter what you called it. Right? Exactly. What is what? So the question is, so when it comes to mice, this is legitimate about locus. Does it go by you creating the number 10? Or 10 is 10, I don't care what you're doing. Right. It's an esoteric, it's an esoteric, but it's such an esoteric machlokas. 10 is 10, I don't know what you're doing. You're crazy, you're calling it not a strange thing. So what? Right? Okay. Next. Karu l'tishi atziri l'asiri, tishi l'achalasar atziri. Number 9 you call 10. Number 10 you call 9. And number 11 you call 10. Right? Why'd you do that? Because your wife was yelling at you. Right? Tana Rabbanan. Minayin she'im karo l'tishi atziri u'l'siri atishi u'l'acharasar atziri she'shashim mikadashim. How do you know they're all kodesh? How do you know that? So, Tamad Lomar, it says like this in the Pasuk. V'chol ma'aseh bakar v'tzon kol she'yayim v'tachat ha'shevet, whatever goes under the rod ha'siri yiyeh kodesh. 10th one is kodesh. Yachal sheni marba af shmini v'shnei masar. Is that number 8 and number 12 also?
Called 8, 10, same thing with me? No, you made a mistake like that.
7, 10, 8, 10, you're off by even more than one. I'm not saying no. How of who kodesh v'tu uso miskadesh, just like it and the mistake are both kodesh, mahu enu mikodesh elo b'samo, just like number 10 is close to itself, says Rashi. She'en bo samach yotsu migufo, you can't be closer to yourself than yourself, right? Nobody can be closer to you than yourself. After uso, and the miskadesh el b'tava. So too, the mistake can only be right next to itself. Okay? In other words, the mistake can only be one animal off. I vatanya mahu miyuchad after uso miyuchedet. Right? So maybe, just like the mistake can only be one, so too, it can only have one next to it. Maybe the mistake can only have one. In other words, it can only have one mistake. You can't have 9, 10, 11. You only have one mistake. That's what Rashi says. Shimta batishi b'acharas aloha yishnayim b'kudashin el echad mehem. You only have one mistake, not two mistakes. Tani tana kabej ab yochan on hamani rabba lezer rabba shimon he.
Right. Really, you only have one mistake. How do you have two mistakes? How do you have three animals? Three animals means two mistakes. How'd that happen?
The tanya b'lezer rabba shimon omer lola amein echadas akadash hachi yishtok batishi. You have to be quiet by the ninth. V'yikare lasiri tishi. Then you call number 10, 9, ulacharasar, atziri. And then you called number 9, number 10. What happened?
Number 9 went out, you didn't say a word.
Then, as the 10th one's coming out, your wife is yelling at you, you didn't say number 9! So when number 10 came out, you called it 9. Then she said, no, number 10!
Then when number 11 came out, you called it 10. That's how it happened.
But you didn't call 9, 10. You didn't say anything. So then all three are kodesh. Tavolok and Tavolok of Yehuda, the other of Yehuda, the Amar Tos Meiser Tumura Havi, that a mistake can make a Tumura, the Tavolok Kavua, and he holds like his father, the Amar who said, Ein Meimar Chazer U Meimar. You can't make another Meimar. You can't do Tumura twice. Amar Rava. Stop here, because this work gets really hard. Amar Rava. Yatsu Shnaya Yeah, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. We'll stop at Amar Rava. We'll definitely finish tomorrow the Masechta. And we will, Mirza Hashem, begin on Sunday morning. We will begin Erechin. Fascinating daf on Sunday. Such a local and nice stuff. All about tzitzis and tefillin. We'll be doing then. Everyone have a good shot and a good day.